This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you may be aware of this, you may not know this, but actually, one of our biggest fans here of the live programming is actually Brian Stelter. Now, Brian Stelter listens for different reasons so that he can find different things to flag us on and complain about to have us shut down. But he's so upset that we're even still here live today and that our app is out there, he's actually decided to call in and voice his complaints here on the show. So we're going to give Pennywise Stelter a platform here. Brian, what's bothering you today?
Well, Owen, I just think it's bad that you guys still have a platform. I think that for you to sit here and spew your white supremacy and your bigotry every day and your fake news, you guys should be deplatformed. And in fact, I'm going to be on the phone tonight with all my friends at Apple and Facebook and Twitter and Google. Well, they're probably not my friends, but I'm going to be on the phone with them anyway, and I'm going to tell them to shut you down. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to drink another bottle of red wine, and I'm going to scroll Twitter, and I'm going to find all the tweets, Alex, that you put out that are racist and bigoted and hateful. And we're going to get you shut down, Alex. We're going to get you deplatformed. I'm the face of news, Alex. I'm a real man. Just know that, Alex. We're going to shut you down.
Brian, were you scrolling on Twitter this weekend after a couple bottles of red wine and you found that tweet that we tweeted out from January that mentioned you by name? Is that the one that has you so upset, Brian?
Yes. I cannot believe that you would ever say I'm the face of evil. I am not the face of evil. I'm the face of news. I am the face of a real man. It's like in Pinocchio. I'm a real boy, Alex. I'm a real boy. Except my nose doesn't grow when I lie. You'll learn that, Alex. But yes, I was on Twitter this weekend, and I saw that tweet. It took me 10 hours to find it, but I found it, and it said specifically in that tweet that I was the face of evil. So I had to complain. I had to flag it, and I called my friends at Twitter, and they said that if you didn't delete that tweet, that they would shut you down, Alex. What do you think about that?
Well, Brian, you're not talking to Alex. I'm not sure if you've realized that yet. But we actually decided to make a big deal of that, and I think we're going to keep the tweet up there. In fact, maybe I'll even name this segment, Brian Stelter Doubles Down as the Face of Real Evil. What do you think about that?
You're all going to float in the end, Owen. All of you at InfoWars, you're all going to float in the end. Do you smell the candy and the hot dogs, Owen? Do you smell the pizza? In fact, I've got some pizza and some hot dogs right here at the table waiting for me, Owen. I'm the host of Reliable Sources. Reliable Sources. Who are your sources, Alex? Nothing you've ever reported is true. The frogs aren't gay. The frogs aren't gay, Alex. How do you explain that? How do you explain that the frogs aren't gay, Alex? We're going to get you shut down. Next time, I'm gonna go on Twitter tonight. If I find any more tweets, Alex, any more tweets with racism and bigotry and anything with my name in it specifically, I'm going to get it shut down. In fact, I'm going to flag this segment just because I came on here and I don't even want to be involved with this. So I'm going to flag this segment right here. This one's going to get you shut down. So suck it, Alex. Suck it. I'm Brian Stelter. Real news, reliable sources. I'm a real boy.
Okay. Wow. So I guess that's it. Brian Stelter just called into the show to flag this segment to have a shutdown. Now, you might think that this is a joke, but this is actually true. Brian Stelter is such a loser. He sits on Twitter all night long looking for InfoWars tweets to flag now. That's a real... I'm dead serious, folks. One tweet from January of this year got flagged lately. Guess what it said in it? Brian Stelter is the face of evil. You think that's a coincidence? Brian Stelter is the biggest loser you've ever seen.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know you are totally sold out as a news organization when your own reporter gets assaulted and harassed by Antifa and you still won't report on it. Huh. I mean, it's one thing for you to ignore all the assaults and the spitting and everything that InfoWars reporters have endured. We kind of expect that. You ignore us. You don't want people to know about your competition that kicks your ass. So, you ignore us. But the fact that you would ignore your own reporter when they get assaulted by the Trump-hating liberals out there, the radical left... Wow, that really shows you you're committed to an agenda. And how would you like to work for NBC that is just going to say, oh, they just got heckled a little. Yeah, they just got heckled a little. Oh, they got spat on. They were harassed. They were screamed at. You've seen what Antifa does. And look, I mean, as soon as it doesn't take long to become a field reporter and realize you're going to be in some sticky situations. I mean, I remember when I was in Ferguson and Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson come running out of the woods vomiting because they just got hit with whatever tear gas the police were firing. And the police were sitting right there saying, we didn't fire any tear gas. And Joe was screaming until his face was red. I'm digressing. It's just, and then that was like a news report for us, though. It was like, okay, we're going to make a news report of this. InfoWars is in St. Louis, in Ferguson. Police report there's no tear gas, as our reporters are hit with tear gas. But if it was NBC, it'd be like this. Police say that they didn't fire tear gas. Our reporters got hit with the police tear gas, but it didn't actually happen. Back to you. So, that's what NBC does to its own reporters there, but... Oh, look, it's Brian Stelter. Anyway, Mike Adams joins me. He's going to be co-hosting with me here for the remainder of the Alex Jones Show. But, Mike, what do you make of that? I mean, again, I'm not shocked that the media ignores it when InfoWars reporters gets assaulted. Candace Owens gets assaulted, and it's the biggest story for a week. Good for her. She's a genius. She knows how to leverage her power and break the matrix. But for NBC to throw their own reporters under the bus after they get assaulted by Antifa, it's just like, wow, you are really that pathetic.
Well, it just goes to show you, Owen, and thank you for having me on. It shows you that the media is at war with reality, and they have to control every narrative, including things that happen to their own reporters. That's being covered up now. And now you've got, 100 newspapers saying that they're going to collude to try to destroy President Trump. And when I saw that story, which I think is up on Drudge right now, I said, well, what have they been doing for the last 2.5 years? They've been colluding this entire time. But the point here is, and if I could even name a theme that I'd like to speak to, for the few minutes that we have here, it's got to be about decentralization. Anytime that you have a centralized media that controls the narrative, or a centralized social media platform, or Apple, Tim Cook, who's a real monster, turns out. But anytime you have centralization, you have control of information, and that's bad. And In fact, our republic, Owen, as you well know, was founded to be a decentralized system. You know, three branches of government, equal branches, but also fighting against each other so that nobody has a monopoly on power. We need that now in the realm of online information. And frankly, the fact that they've deplatformed InfoWars and have sent millions of people to the InfoWars app and the InfoWars website directly, that is decentralization in action. And they didn't mean to do that, but they're accomplishing that right now.
Well, the incredible thing about what you're saying here is that the decentralization of media has actually already happened, and that's what they're panicking about. Where I was just, every once in a while, I'll go down rabbit holes of things that I never really go down before, but these are like viral things where there's like essentially gamers out there, and there's all different, it's just crazy stuff. I was just going down the rabbit hole. But basically, you've got these people that do sort of like video game entertainment stuff. They play like the popular video game Fortnite or something. And, okay, so there's like hundreds of, and even thousands of these people, Mike. They get millions and millions and millions of views. Like, there's females, mostly on the other side of the planet, that just get dressed up, you know, with their cleavage out and everything, and then play video games. They get hundreds of millions of views. The media is already decentralized because of the internet, Mike. But now, because of people like us at InfoWars, people like Breitbart, and other smaller, you know, YouTube channels out there that get big and get millions of views, Mark Dice yourself, now that's kind of freaking them out because the decentralization of media is happening, so they're trying to corral it all back in.
Well, that's right. You've nailed it. Decentralization is, I think it's already too late for the systems of control. They've already lost the narrative, and they're now desperately trying to reclaim it. And as I said, I was on the phone with Alex earlier today. We were chatting about what we think is coming, and so he and I agree that the media is probably, look, there's likely to be a false flag type of attack or some kind of assault on a media organization that is real violence, but engineered. It is plotted. It is planned. It may even involve some deep state sectors of the FBI. The FBI itself has been running terror plots in the United States. It's covered by the New York Times. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This is how they catch so-called terrorists. They plot the attack. The FBI does. They plot the attack. In fact, I got a website called FBICorruption.news. We've documented it all there. We've linked to the New York Times, FBICorruption.news. The FBI runs the attacks. They plan the attacks. They put together the van, the drone, whatever, and then they recruit somebody to carry out the attack and then stop it at the last minute, and then they claim, oh, we stopped terrorism. But the point is, they're setting up a media narrative right now to have a kind of attack on a media organization. Could be CNN. Could be Brian Stelter, for all we know. So they can blame three things. They have to blame President Trump and say that he said the media was the enemy. They have to blame Alex Jones and say that, oh, this person who did the shooting supposedly is a follower of InfoWars. And then they also have to blame the NRA. And they will use that event, if such an event happens, which we hope never happens, but it looks possible, they will use it to then deplatform all pro-Second Amendment groups, more conservatives, pro-NRA groups, pro-Trump groups. They'll just deplatform everybody at that point and say, look, you people are the murderers. It's your rhetoric that caused these murders. That is a very likely event between now and the midterm elections.
And that's Twilight Zone next level, where you have the rap sheet on Breitbart.com. It's up to like 550 cases of media-approved violence against Trump supporters. This is what I'm saying. It's like,
right.
So you've got all these Trump supporters. Like, I tweeted out a picture today from the war room. I could do this every day. There was some car at the gym I exercise at that had a bunch of, you know, leftist Democrat stickers on their bumper. And I just took a picture and I tweeted out and I said, you know, it's nice that in America that the left is able to practice their right to free speech and show you their politics without feeling threatened with violence or harassment or destruction of property. You know, it's nice that the left has that freedom in America. Isn't free speech great in America? Oh, wait a second. The right doesn't have that. A Trump supporter doesn't have that comfort.
You make an excellent point, Owen. I remember during the Bush presidency, the left questioned the official narrative on weapons of mass destruction, yellow cake uranium. And they were right to question that narrative because, as we later found out, that was a completely faked government narrative to push war. And the war industries also. The New York Times was part of that fakery. The left was right to question that. What if in that day, anybody from the left who said, well, we don't believe President Bush, what if they were deplatformed for hate speech? That is what is happening today. That's the equivalent of what's happening today. And I guarantee you, if this situation isn't reversed, the next time we get a Democrat in the White House, God forbid, if that happens, anyone who criticizes that Democrat will be immediately deplatformed for hate speech.
By the way, you mentioned that George Bush presidency. Who was it leading the charge against all the lies from the Bush administration when it came to them spying? When it came to them spying, when it came to them lying about weapons of mass destruction, when it came to them lying about the incubators? Who was it that called out the Bush administration for that? It was Alex Jones, and the liberals loved him now, and now they call for his right of free speech to be taken away because they don't agree with his message now. That's unbelievable that that's where we're at here today. All right, we've got more on this and other news on the other side with Mike Adams. It's the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troy and Mike Adams co-hosting here for the final hour. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There's an amazing phenomenon happening right before our eyes where the political left in America is somehow able to get away with violence and hate speech while pointing their finger at their political opposition and crying violence and hate speech. Again, this is exactly what's happening. This is not rhetoric. This is well documented. The political left in America gets away with violence and hate speech on a daily basis while pointing their finger at the political right, saying you're guilty of violence and hate speech. And Mike, it's just like, I don't know, it's like the Russian collusion nonsense that started with Hillary colluding with Russia. How did, honestly, Mike, you try to make sense of that and you just figure there is no sense. How do you make sense of the nonsensical?
This is why they're reluctant to define hate speech. As long as they don't define it, they can grant themselves immunity from any kind of hate speech, even though it's the political left today that is full of intense hatred, hatred for President Trump, hatred for America, hatred for Alex Jones, of course. I mean, Alex Jones himself has been subjected to the most insane, intense, coordinated bullying campaign that we've ever seen by platforms that themselves have anti-bullying rules.
No, see, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. I'm sorry to interrupt you here, but Mike, this is what I'm saying. It's so frustrating, and you understand this.
Yeah.
I go out with my crew in Portland, and we get cursed out, screamed at, spat at for 2 minutes. I film the whole thing, and I guarantee you that all these liberals that go out in the streets and claim that they've been victimized by hate, I guarantee you they've never had a moment in their life where 30 people are pointing at them saying, F you, get out of my town, Nazi.
That's right. That's right. No, you've experienced it firsthand, as have all of us who are fighting for real freedom and liberty here in America. And this is why, you know, we talked about decentralization in the previous segment. It is absolutely crucial that we move to other platforms. Like Alex says, we have to deplatform Apple, deplatform Google and YouTube. And I got to say, my platform, Real.Video, has been absolutely exploding since this. We've got so many InfoWars fans now uploading every episode, including your show, Owen. There's like five mirrors of every show from InfoWars now on Real.Video, plus, you know, thousands of other types of videos on other topics like, you know, homesteading and home gardening and firearms, Second Amendment, things like that. This is the answer. And gab.ai and, you know, even BitChute out there is the video platform. All of these different platforms, these are the answer. We must move off of Twitter, move off of Facebook at the same time that we push legal challenges to these platforms for their, what I believe is criminal collusion, racketeering in violation of the RICO Act, and election fraud. They need to be, in my view, prosecuted under Federal Election Commission regulations.
The election fraud is really reaching a point as the crew is rolling videos. It's actually, guys, look at the video of InfoWars crew harassed trying to leave Portland. That's the other video there. And again, you can't, all of these people that claim that they're standing against hatred and bigotry, I guarantee you have never faced, and look, I'm not even sitting here and claim to be a victim. These people are brainwashed fools. The point is they genuinely hate me. I capture it on film. That's real hate and disdain they have for me. I don't sit here and put my arms in there like, oh my gosh, they're stopping me from prospering. No, that's being a failure. It's just,
Well, and remember, Well, sorry, but when Apple banned Alex Jones, they used some kind of language that said, we require people to treat other human beings with dignity, or some, I'm paraphrasing, something like that. But what about the left? They don't treat you with dignity. They don't treat even straight, you know, heterosexual white Christian men are not treated with dignity, or even Christian women are not treated with dignity. Anybody who is a rational, reasonable person is now vilified and spat upon and viciously attacked, and then the attackers get off with probation like that bike lock attacker in California, because it's kind of like a sanctuary state now where radical left-wing terrorists and violent attackers, they are granted immunity from their crimes of viciously, aggressively attacking Trump supporters. It's gone so insane. Oh, and the president has got to jump in here. Jeff Sessions has got to come out of his coma and do something for America. Because if they don't do something, this is going to continue to escalate.
No,
and
you're
none
right.
Of us
it's going
to
reach
this lead.
Exactly. It's going to reach a tipping point. Here's another example. Here's a story from CBS News poll. 1 year after the Charlottesville, 1 year after Charlottesville, majority of Americans see racial tensions on the rise. Now, if you break this down, they're basically saying that, you know, the racial tension is coming from Republicans, coming from the right, coming from conservatives, coming from the Trump supporters. Okay, so that's their view of reality. But then again, you actually go into a crowd of Trump supporters. If you go to one of these Patriot prayer marches, I don't care what you think about their politics. You can't deny the fact this is not a racist group of people. Every race, every creed, every background, everything is equally represented based on the per capita of America in these groups. So again, it's just like the violence. They sit here and say, you're a racist. And it's like, I'm sitting here with an Indian man, an African American man, a Latino man, you know, but I'm the racist though, as 30 white people point their finger at me.
Well, and remember, a lot of the so-called racism, the alt-right, they are provocateurs who trained under Obama. They are radical leftists who are staging leadership of a so-called alt-right, which hardly exists at all. I mean, there might be a couple hundred neo-Nazis in the country, and that's about it. And maybe they go to some rally because these alt-right provocateurs. But it's staged, man. I don't know if you remember this, but I think it was A&E, that TV network, they tried to do a documentary about Nazis in America, neo-Nazis. They had a fake documentary. They had to bring Nazi signs and hand them to people and pay people to use the N-word on camera because they couldn't find anybody to do it for real.
Yeah, and
they
staged
the whole thing.
And now they're doing it again. This story is at Infowars.com, reposted from Chris Minahan. I think he's from Information Liberation. ABC stages fake scene with actors harassing leftists at restaurant to portray liberals as victims. Because there is no real case of this, folks. There's no real case. You cannot find any video footage, any evidence, any case of an actual liberal being harassed and assaulted by a Trump supporter. You cannot find that unless they start it. I'll add that unless they start it and they defend themselves. That's one instance. You'll see that with Antifa and stuff. But they have to fake. They have to fake conservative outrage and violence against a liberal because there is no real instance. All I have to do is walk out in the street with a Trump hat on, and I'll get the real hate. So that's just the real news right there from Infowars. Now, we're going to be – Mike, I'm sorry. We're about to go to break here. I want to just do a plug here before we go, folks, because as you can tell – you know, with Mike Adams building Real.Video to make sure that there is an alternative source for you to get your videos and the people you want to subscribe to without being banned from YouTube, that's what we do at Infowars.com. We create a source here so that we can't be banned, and you can always get information here, and it's all possible with your support at InfowarsStore.com. Free shipping and huge specials at InfowarsStore.com. 40% off Brainforce Plus, Secret 12. 50% off DNA Force Plus, Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Try the great products at InfoWarsStore.com. You're going to love them. That's what everyone says that tries them. They become repeat customers. A lot of these products are game-changing, folks. A lot of these products are game-changing. They don't want you access to them. That's why they don't tell you about our site.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Corruption. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
There's a weird thing happening right now with fellow YouTubers. Some really big names, some not so big names. I was going to say I'm not going to name names, but I'll go ahead and name names because these people are my enemies. I'm just covering these stories here. Where now people are really upset with Joe Rogan because he's not standing up for Alex Jones, and people are even calling Joe a sellout. I don't know Joe personally. I don't know that his situation. Maybe he's afraid he'll get deplatformed and he's got to keep it up for his own reasons. Maybe he genuinely doesn't like Alex anymore. I don't know, but people are saying that now. An incident that I am more involved with would be what's going on with a very popular paranormal YouTube channel, Secure Team 10. Now, again, I'm not sitting here trying to pick a fight with these people. It's not my fight. I don't think they're my enemy. But I'll say this. If you're going to censor yourself, you've already lost your right to free speech. If you're going to be bullied out of talking about a certain topic or person or having a video out there, if you're going to be bullied or threatened or intimidated out of that, you've already lost the battle for free speech. And you may continue to be victorious for a little while, but in the long run, you lose every time. So here's the phenomenon that I'll talk about, but then here's how it equates to the bigger picture, which we're going to get into with Mike Adams. Secure Team 10 is a hugely popular paranormal channel on YouTube, a channel that I like, a lot of people that work here like. They did a video covering Alex Jones being censored and questioned, are they going to be next? Great video. I comment on the video. I say, thank you for covering, Tyler. Free InfoWars. My comment goes viral, becomes the top comment. YouTube censors my comment. I file a report on it, and then the Secure Team video goes even more viral once we link to it at our website. Less than 12 hours after that, once it starts getting flooded with comments asking where's my comment, the video is removed. Now, I've not heard back from Secure Team 10. They don't have any duty to get back to me, but I would say this to them, if this gets to them, just look at this story right here. British UFO hunter's laptop was wiped after mysterious death. Now, if they think that you're going to be bullied and intimidated and cater to their message of what should and should not be on your channel, this could be the next you. This is how they erase you. First they bully you, intimidate you, erase you, then they just disappear you. That's Max Spires. You may or may not have heard of him. But back to the story. I don't know why the Alex Jones video, which was going mega viral on Secure Team 10 channel, was removed. I don't know if YouTube threatened them to remove it. That seems to be the case with a lot of other YouTubers. Or if they removed the video because they saw it was going viral and they didn't want that attention on the video with the name Alex Jones in it. Regardless, though, Mike, my stance is this. I understand you've put all effort into a channel and you don't want it to get removed, and so you don't want to put Alex Jones on there or his name or talk about him because you're in fear for your own platform, your own content, everything that you've created, all of your work, your blood, sweat, and tears. I get that. But to me, Mike, you lose. You lose if you get bullied and intimidated out of your free speech. To me, that's a loss bigger than whatever content you may lose or subscribers you may lose. That you can rebuild. That you can take back. You can never take back standing for free speech. You can never take back your dignity when it comes to standing for free speech.
This is how tyranny works, Owen. It's about teaching people to censor themselves and censor each other. And it smacks of the kind of social scoring system that has been rolled out in communist China, where you're not only penalized for your own behavior, you're penalized for connections, social connections with other people who also have bad scores. It's actually a meta-level aggregate scoring system where your score is influenced by the scores of other people that you're associated with. This is in place in China, and this scoring system is being used right now to deny people access to public transportation, university admissions, for example, or even to buy a house or get a loan or start a business in China. This has now come to America, and it's not a coincidence because Tim Cook, of course, is working with Communist China. Google is building a search engine for China that will adhere to China's radical censorship policies.
They brag about the self-censoring new Google search that they're rolling out with China.
That's right. And China was the test case. Now they're rolling it out in America. And actually, Alex Jones, as he has accurately said, he is patient zero. Now, anyone associated with Alex Jones is going to be deplatformed. But, you know, Alex said something to me on the phone today that, you know, I mentioned to him, you know, Alex, I was deplatformed off YouTube months ago as well. And he said, yeah, it's freeing, isn't it? Because you no longer have anything left to lose. You know, you can't be deplatformed anymore. When you're deplatformed, you're gone off all the systems.
See, this is actually,
you're empowered.
Go ahead. Let's talk about that for a second, because Oh, man, I'm debating whether I should say this.
I don't know what you're going to say, but...
you know, I mean, look, we have to do things behind the scenes to, you know, battle these people. I mean, we have to war game behind the scenes. So it's like this. My YouTube channel is still up, and I'm uploading some reports there, and I'm putting some old reports there. And I'll just tell you, folks, Alex told me not to do it. He said, leave your channel alone. Let's save it so that they don't shut it down. And I'm not going to lie, Mike. I said, F them. Shut me down, dude. Like, that's what I'm saying, Mike. I'm past it. I'm over it. I'm ready. Like, shut me down. Strike me down. It only makes me bigger. I'm ready for it. Go ahead. Eliminate all the work I put into that channel. I don't care. You only make me more important. You only validate everything I ever reported. So I'm just going to keep putting stuff up until they shut me down. I don't care anymore. I'm the same way as you. Exactly. I'm free. You don't want me on your platform. Fine. We'll go make our own.
Well, the number one thing that we're hearing from comments of people who now join Real.Video, because we had, on Friday alone, we had 600 new channels join, over 600, just on Friday. Think about that. It's a mass exodus away from YouTube. The number one comment that people say when they're joining Real Video is, I finally have a place that I can trust to put my video library where it won't get deleted. I've had people tell me they've gone through 12 channels on YouTube, and they get deleted one after another. They just want a place to put the library. And that's why people are now uploading entire libraries. One channel has uploaded over 500 videos to Real.Video. I know that your team, you know, your crew, the people there in the office, they are uploading thousands of InfoWars videos to Real.Video. People just want a place where their work can persist in the online realm, where they can compete in that free market of ideas. And I'm going to do everything I can to keep this platform online and support other platforms and help InfoWars maintain the free speech rights that all of you have. And, you know, until the court cases go through, and by the way, I think that Alex should be paid a $1 billion settlement by these tech giants, $1 billion for the pain and suffering that they have put him through.
And legitimately cost him probably $1 billion in revenue.
Over time, you could argue that, yes. He should have a $1 billion settlement and a national apology, not just from these social media companies, but from the national media, because they have vilified his office. They have made him public enemy number one, but they can't back it up. And even when you talk to people on the street who hate Alex Jones and you ask them, can you delineate why you hate Alex Jones? They can't. They just have a feeling of hatred, but they don't know why. It's because they've all been indoctrinated with this hate campaign while they're banning Alex Jones for hate speech. It's incredible, man. Just incredible.
And so people just look at the internet and this great tool to put out content and ideas and beliefs and everything, and they say, I'd like a perpetual source for my content to exist, and the giants, the monopolies, don't give you that anymore. And, you know, it's crazy because I remember I started on YouTube about 5 years ago. I was already banned a couple times for stuff that they never even explained. So they've been doing this. They've warned you that this isn't perpetually free. So we have to create our own.
There's more coming. Climate change. You know, InfoWars has covered this. I know you got to go to break. But climate change now, if you don't agree with the official narrative, you're going to be banned and deplatformed for having a different view about climate science.
How is that not tyranny? And they don't even have the science, Mike. They don't even have the science. Oh,
you know what? We're going to make Al Gore's video, An Inconvenient Truth, number one.
Don't you know everything in it was wrong?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They'll still believe it because we'll erase everything else.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, just to put a bow on the last segment, because I know that this is going to get back to Secure Team 10. I like Secure Team 10. I like your videos. I'm not trying to throw you guys under the bus here. But again, let me just say this. Prove you're bigger than YouTube. Screw YouTube. And just realize that if YouTube shuts down your channel, it only validates and vindicates everything you've ever reported, and you become even bigger, bro. I'm telling you, don't be intimidated out of your free speech, man. Bull forward, stand up for free speech, and pray they shut you down, because it'll only make you bigger. You'll sell 2 times as many t-shirts, you'll get 5 times as many donations to Patreon, and you'll win, and your loyal audience will follow you, I promise. See, if people just go with the providence and just go with what's right, they don't understand how it delivers every time. Everybody wants this immediate satisfaction, which is, you know, usually going with the shortcut or the wrong way instead of doing things the right way and then getting the final victory. But I digress. Mike Adams with me here for the final segment. And let's just do a smattering of some of these news headlines. Let's start with this one from The Sun. Of course, this was originally reported by InfoWars. It's actually gone mainstream, but this is the most recent. It got published yesterday. Poisonous 9/11 dust has given almost 10,000 people cancer. Yeah, you know those what was it, Mike? They were using nanothermites.
Well, there's talk about different types of explosives that were used, but I think in that case they're talking about the asbestos that create a massive cloud of dust and asbestos, which is, you know, physical fibers that cause lung cancer.
Right, which they said there was no threat. They said there was no threat into the dust.
That's right. It was a big cover-up.
And where is all the attacks on the news media that said that? Oh, there's nothing to worry about with this dust. It's fine.
Well, I know. Look, they say Alex Jones shoved a child, which he didn't. That's somebody else in the video. But then they don't care about the 5,000 firefighters in New York City who died because they were rescuing people and inhaling that dust. It's like they just toss away thousands of lives, and then they call Alex evil because he's trying to save lives. He's, you know, I mean, it's the world has turned completely upside down. But
I'm still trying to figure out that we have, I mean, I don't even know how to explain this. We're still, to this day, I mean, they've never retracted it or changed the story. The official story is still radical Islamic terrorists killed. Now, I mean, really, when you add up the cancer and everything, 15,000 people, when they ran an airplane into the Twin Towers, that's because of radical Islam that hates our way of life. Yet they've never changed that story. And somehow we're supposed to open our borders to these people. We're supposed to be tolerant of these people, even though our government tells them they murdered 15,000 of us in one day somehow. So it's just amazing how they get away with that.
And yeah, remember, too, that the official government story of that event describes a massive conspiracy theory, a conspiracy fact, a conspiracy analysis, whatever you want to call it. And yet these same people attack Alex for talking about a conspiracy analysis, as if no conspiracy ever existed in the history of the world, when your official explanation of 9/11 is a conspiracy blueprint. It's incredible. And, of course, there's a lot of lie. And that,
oh, come on, Mike. Buildings fall at free fall speed every time a plane hits them. Come on, sure. Mike. What are you talking about? It's not like...
Even the building that wasn't hit by the plane.
It's not like thousands of engineers have made statements saying how it's impossible. I mean, come on. All right, but let's move on here. This is actually good news. Bad news, but could be good news. Tensions flare. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Today, tensions flare as hackers root out flaws in voting machines. So more and more basic, anybody who knows how to hack is learning how to hack these voting machines. This has been old news, but Mike, with the Russian hacking and the Russian meddling and everybody is scared of the Russians and the, you know, voter this, illegal voting that and everything, I would imagine that you'd think Americans can come together for paper ballots because the left says Russia's hacking everything. The right says the left's illegally voting. Okay, well, whatever. What's true? What's not? How about we just go to paper ballots? That seems to be a conclusion that we should all agree on.
Paper ballots is the only answer to prevent elections from being stolen. And that's exactly why the establishment doesn't want paper ballots. And remember, by the way, in previous elections, we had the hanging chads issue where they're trying to count votes for Al Gore in Florida, even though they weren't votes for Al Gore. So the truth is the left is going to try to steal every election, whether you use paper or electronic voting machines.
Jeez, sour. I tried to make good news there, just totally soured by Mike Adams. Thanks, Mike. Just reminding me that the left tries to cheat every time there's an election.
Hey, what? Oh, you want me to put a positive spin on that?
No.
Okay, here's a positive spin.
I'm not going to censor your free speech here.
When you vote with your paper ballot, you can draw a Hitler mustache on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. How about that? There you go. You can have fun with it. There's a positive spin for you.
Boy, she keeps just embarrassing herself more and more. I'm still thinking that at the end of the day, she's going to actually like turn around and end up being a conservative. I think she's going to eventually look back and realize how dumb she looked with these interviews. Maybe not, though.
I hope she doesn't become a conservative. She will lower the average IQ of the Republican Party if she does.
More Americans. What do you think about this, Mike? More Americans are defaulting on their credit cards. Now, this is something that was shocking to me, actually. I didn't realize how big of a problem credit card debt actually is in this country. I thought that student debt was a huge issue, which it is. Credit card debt is 10 times the issue. I don't have credit card debt, and I was looking at my credit score, which is really high, and I was like, well, how did it get so high? And they're like, you've never defaulted on credit debt? You never have any credit card debt? It's like, 85% of people in America have like huge credit card debt they can't pay. I was stunned by that. Stunned.
It's like when you go to the doctor and say, okay, which medications are you on? And you say, I'm not on any medications.
Yeah, they're like, what's wrong with you?
You must be lying.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, which vaccines did you get? Didn't get any vaccines. Oh, my God, I was alive, you know? We have to get you vaccinated right now, immediately. Nurse, grab 15 vaccines. Well, if you pay your debts, apparently that's unusual today. That's. Oh, am I bringing you more bad news, Owen?
No, but for real, like, if you go to the doctor, I recently went to the doctor, and I had a bunch of tests done and everything, checked out perfect health, and they're like, oh, you know, everything's balanced. They're like, you must be taking this and this and this. I'm like, no, actually, I don't take any pharmaceutical drugs. I haven't for my whole life. And they're just like, how do you maintain all of these levels? I'm like, well, I take a lot of supplements. So it's like
nutrition.
Yeah, the Western medicine complex is shocked that you can even exist without it.
I know. It's incredible. And that's in the same way they're shocked in the financial sector that you can exist without debt. You know, you are not free if you have debt. And that's why they push all the credit card debt, and they push you living at a lifestyle that you cannot afford, so you're always a slave to the system. You know, banks enslave you. I don't work with banks, by the way, except at a bare minimum level just to conduct business transactions. But I don't borrow money. You know, I don't owe money on anything because it's a slave debt system, whether you're white or black or any color.
How about this one? Human trafficking industry hits new highs worth $32 billion. Now, you want to know what's behind this? You can sit here and say X, Y, or Z is trafficking the children. You can look at a movie like Taken and say that's how it really goes down. Regardless, you know what's responsible for this, Mike Adams? Open borders. Liberal leftist policy of open borders and lack of vetting. That's what's behind this. That's what makes the child sex trafficking ring so huge, with people like Laura Silsby walking across Haiti illegally with children. It's open borders, Mike, and they don't get it.
No, but they say people who want border security are mean to children because you're separating families. Well, wait a second. It's open borders policies that cause children to be kidnapped and sold into sex slavery and sold into human trafficking and literally murdered after they're used up as sex slaves, as, you know, movies have documented, news stories have documented, all across not just America but around the world. It is the human slave trafficking that harms children, and that's why we have to have more border security in America.
And I'll give a little teaser out there. I'm going to be interviewing Craig Sawyer later this week. His film Contraland is going to drop soon. It's going to blow your mind, folks. It's going to blow your mind. Kind of like what's going on with James Gunn right now. Final story for the day here, Mike. First, you have all these weird tweets and posts and stuff from James Gunn. You know, pardon my French here, but he celebrates a monkey ejaculating on a child. He gets off to that. Now,
but according to the left, sir, this is the first time in the world that the left is pro gun rights, G-U-N-N.
Yeah,
they
well,
love
okay,
gun to have
a
rights.
Play on words there. But now,
yeah,
there's leaked photos. Apparently, James Gunn was having some party that was pedophile themed. This comes from Breitbart. Right. I mean, what the this? See, this is what I don't understand. When someone like Chris Pratt, who claims to be a God fearing man, stands up for a deranged individual like this. Maybe if you said, you know what, I think James Gunn has some problems, maybe he should go to a mental institution and then he can come back. No, it's just, oh, he's fine, let him back on. He may be a pedophile, he may not be a pedophile, I don't know, I don't care. Just let him on the film. That's Disney for you. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.